calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Order up! We conclude our division-by-division breakdown prior to the MLB season as we order up.
Order up, order up.
We are ordering up the National League East. Is it the National League Beast or the National League Least? We'll find out. From 5 to 1, who you got, D?
All right, first up, I've got the Washington Nationals. Ooh, their time is come and gone. They are 5 years away from being 5 years away. I expect them to finish in last the next several years. Number 4, I have the Mets. It is a gap year for the Mets. I expect them to deal Alonso by the deadline, get Juan Soto next year, and build a team around him. Mets will compete in 2025. Number 3, I've got the Marlins. They're going to compete at a high level. They made the playoffs last year, and they're going to contribute and build on it. This team is not afraid. They get it. Number 2, the Phillies. These guys bang the ball. I expect them to land Trout by the trade deadline and their offense to be potent. Nolan Wheeler are one of the best 1-2 punches in baseball. And number 1, in my list and in all your hearts, it's the Atlanta Braves. Acuña, Riley, Olsen, and Strider should all be competing for the MVP this year. So, chop on. What do you got, Z?
Chop this. Oh, God. Well, we are in agreement. We are absolutely in agreement about the Nationals. I don't even know if it's... I really think that you are being conservative with 5 years away from being 5 years away. They still have the rotting carcass of Steven Strasburg. They wouldn't let him retire. Like, that's bad, man. Like, that's pretty damn bad. Like, coach, I can't pitch anymore. I want to retire. No. You signed a contract. You're going to live up to that contract.
Don't you say that. Don't you ever say that. Stay here. Stay here as long as you can. For the love of God.
Jesus, you're the one person left from that team that won the World Series. And you can't play.
Just let me go, man. Just let me go.
You go.
I'm reading Don't Kill Myself books.
You go, we go. Oh, God.
You said the book wasn't yours. It's not mine. Borrowed it.
I mean, you want to talk about gap years. They brought in Jesse Winker. They brought in guys to trade him.
Who?
Exactly. I mean, he had a couple good years with the Reds. And then he blew...
That's hard to do.
Yeah, and then he tanked when he got traded to the Mariners. The immortal Joey Gallo is there. Joey Gallo is looking to rebuild his career. Eddie Rosario is there.
Makes me feel like I can play professional baseball.
Yeah. And then, I mean...
Eddie Rosario.
So you're looking, at like they're hanging their hat on CJ Abrams. Like he looked good. Let's see, because with this team, anybody looks good. You show any little bit of promise, and you're going to be on the face of the media guide. Like good for you. I mean, you're looking at Mackenzie Gore, Josiah Gray, Jake Irvin.
Sound like made up names.
And then you supplemented. I mean, Patrick Corbin's still there, man. Like, are you terrible. Kidding? Are you freaking kidding me?
Absolutely terrible. That
Taylor,
guy.
They ain't released you yet.
How's your wife and my kids?
Like, I don't understand this. They brought.
This guy threw at his own son in a father son game.
Wouldn't you? But, you know, they got guys, you know. This roster reminds me of, like, the 2013 Mets. when they had friggin' when they brought in Marlon Byrd and they brought in like these veteran guys. I think Rick Ankiel was there at some point. And it's just like,
I didn't even know he was a Met.
Oh, he was like, he was there for like a week. But you know, it's like,
gotta get me out. I'd rather retire than play here. Get me out of here.
It's like, I'm gonna try and be an outfielder.
I'm gonna start drinking again.
Oh jeez. This is really bad. You brought in guys to flip, and you're probably not going to get really good prospects for them anyway. Like, number four, I got the Marlins. I don't like their rotation. I don't like their pitching. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I really don't care much for Miami. I went there once. It was all right. I couldn't wait to come home. You know, we kid because we love. But your catching situation is terrible. I mean, your infielders, you have some pop. You have Bell. Berger's pretty good. Tim Anderson, if you can get something out of him, okay, maybe you got something. But he looked so done with the White Sox last year. Tim Anderson looked done. And then Arias is going to hit 400. Now he's the next fucking Ted Williams. So, like, Chisholm, if he can stop talking about his old teammates. You know,
Jazzy?
Yeah, he was talking shit about Miguel Rojas, about how he wasn't a leader, and, you know, just because you were here for 8 years when we sucked, that doesn't make you a good captain, it doesn't make you a good person. Like, you know, Jazz, maybe you should get away from the mic for a little bit.
He's gonna get you snuffed, man.
Oof. Yeah, well, Rojas did respond. Like, don't talk about me like that. Like, you don't even know me, bruh. That's fair. Avi Garcia is there. Like, you got some pieces, but it's just not inspiring. It's just not inspiring at all. And that pitching and that rotation is just, it's still young. Just nothing exciting. Nothing exciting whatsoever. If they can get anything out of Sixto Sanchez, sure, fine, whatever. But they'd be better served piecing some of these guys together and getting a veteran. But good luck with who at this point. Number three, I have the Mets. They have solid veterans. They have semi-reliable pitching. Adam Ottavino, I'm not a fan of Adam Ottavino. I did not like the re-signing of Adam Ottavino. They have a collection of threes and fours. Solid depth pieces. The problem is that these threes and fours are now your one through five. So very solid, very solid. However, that's the problem. Like, very solid. They'll be in it. They'll definitely be in it. They'll be on that outside looking in. Like, you'll be there with the Reds. You'll be there with the Padres. You'll be there with
fine group of teams there.
That's where they're going to be. They're going to be a couple games over 500. If you're looking like 85 wins would be fine. Like, that's kind of where they're trending. Offensively, they play. And I think they're going to have a good year offensively. If Marte stays healthy, if Bader stays healthy, if you can get anything out of Brett Beatty in third base, Mauricio was supposed to be the guy, but he got hurt in winter ball. Like, Francisco Alvarez, he looks like a stud. Alonso's good. Brandon Nimmo is probably one of the most underrated players in the league. He is an on-base machine. He plays stellar defense. Brandon Nimmo is an all-star. And Jeff McNeil won a batting title. Not to mention Francisco Lindor is still there as well. And Francisco Lindor is the anchor of the order. Now, with JD Martinez, I didn't mention him. That lengthens the order. That takes some pressure off of these guys. So that should play a little bit better. You're looking at 85, 86 wins. Like, yeah, are they where they expected to be? No. But are they 60 wins? Also no. So, yeah, this is a holding pattern year, but it's not going to be as bad as people think it's going to be. Number two, only because I don't like their pitching. I gotta go with the Phillies. Nola is okay. His height as an ace was years ago. Wheeler has passed him. Nola is the number two. Taiwan Walker is a very solid player.
Sounds familiar. Did he play for your team?
Yeah, he did. He did.
That Wheeler name sounded familiar too. Did he play for your team?
Yes, he did. And he would not have succeeded the way he succeeded if he stayed with the team. So, there you go. After that, it's a major drop-off. Ranger Suarez, eh. Spencer Turnbull, eh. The bullpen is going to be strong. Another year of Sir Anthony Dominguez, Jose Alvarado, Connor Brogdon. You got some guys. This team is offense. It's about offense. You brought in Whit Merrifield. You have Castellanos. You have Marsh. You have Bryce Harper. Schwarber, Trey Turner. Yeah. Now, this team does not have a center fielder. You have Johan Rojas and you have Brandon Marsh.
Marsh can play center field.
Brandon Marsh is not that good.
Just go get the ball. Just go with the ball's hit in the air, go get it.
Will if it ever comes down. But that's where the Mike Trout thing comes from, though. Trout plays center field. So I can understand that. They also have a guy at shortstop who plays a pretty good center field, too. Trey Turner was a pretty good center fielder who they moved back to shortstop. So, in a pinch, they can always stick him out there and go get a shortstop. So, the Phillies have a little bit of versatility there. And, you know, they're gonna be in the hunt for a division title this year. But I don't know. They don't have enough pitching. Can they go get it? Sure. Sure they could. Number one's the Braves. I don't love their pitching either. I don't like Chris Sale.
Nobody does.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. Chris Sale, I don't think he's going to be a factor.
I don't know why I'm doing this, but let's just do it.
Exactly. Well, why are we bringing him in? Oh, we need to get rid of Vaughn Grissom. What can you give me for him? Chris, okay, I'll take him, I guess. I'll take him. I think Strider comes back to earth a little bit. Still pitches well, but, you know, the hype on him is definitely going to come down this year. People are going to see that he's okay. He's not who they think he is. Mr. 200 strikeouts with a 3.5 ERA. That's who he is. He's not friggin' Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan would have a 2-3 ERA and 300 strikeouts.
He'd also walk 15
people. And hit a bunch of guys and friggin' get into a bench clearing brawl. And he's not Nolan Ryan. So, Fried is a solid pitcher. The bullpen kind of scares me, though. Matzik, Lopez, Minter.
How's you?
Raisel Iglesias, he's solid. I could see the bullpen like having a come down a little bit. Offensively, the Braves are who they are. Right? That they're a solid offensive team. Now, Kelnick, most likely you'll get nothing out of him. That's why you brought Adam Duvall back. Was this the third time that Adam Duvall's been a Brave?
So,
Duvall. So, you know, if
third time
I think it's the third time. I'm pretty sure it's the third time that he's been a Brave. So, if you can keep Acuña healthy, if Harris keeps moving forward, if Matt Olson had a career year last year. If you can get a portion of what he gave you last year, you'll be happy, right? If he gives you 40 instead of 50, I think you'll be happy. Riley is legit. Ozzie Albies is legit. If they stay healthy, if they do what they need to do, the Braves should be on top. Now, it's going to be close. It's definitely going to be close. We'll see. Alex Anthopoulos, he's not afraid to make the big move, right? The Phillies, they're not afraid to make the big move. We'll see. We will definitely see. It's a two-horse race at the top. The Mets will be on narrowly on the outside looking in. But they're going to push for that wild card. But guaranteed two spots in the playoffs this year coming out of the National League East. Possibly three, but definitely two.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.